J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Cass, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Barry Shamish. And those of you who don't know Barry, he is an Israeli citizen, Israeli patriot, who spent 30 years exposing the corruption in the Israeli government, and because of threats against his life, was forced to come to the United States. And, of course, he keeps abreast of the things that are going on in Israel, and I believe the things that are going on in Israel are pivotal to what's going to be taking place in the Near East and the Middle East, which is going to have a profound impact upon the events that are going to transpire here in the United States. So, with that as a background, to keep us abreast of what's really going on in the Holy Land, and certainly the dark and sinister forces that control the Israeli government, and are using it actually to undermine the very foundation of that nation. Barry Shamish, pick up the story, Barry.
I'm going to eventually do what was very interrupted last week. First-class interference with whatever I said, and we lost half the show last week.
Right. Well, those things happen when you get too close to the truth. You go right ahead.
Well, apparently they do, but I should mention a couple of things before we dive in. And the first thing is that, yes, just like I've been saying, and some people, I suppose, have been absorbing, Migron, a suburb, really an upper-middle-class suburb, was evacuated, was demolished. 50 families, 400 people thrown out of their houses at night. And these were paper houses, okay? You're watching your property, turn into dust.
No, I think it's important that our listeners understand this is in Judea or Samaria, and it's far from Jerusalem, but it's considered the West Bank, and the government wants the settlers out of that region after encouraging them to go in. Now they want them to get out so they can turn the land back to the Palestinians, as if somehow this is going to bring peace. And, of course, it's not going to bring peace. Nothing will satisfy the Palestinian authorities other than the destruction of Israel as a nation. So go right ahead. The Israeli nation has taken these homes away, destroyed them. And, of course, there's nothing the Jewish people can do. Go ahead.
Well, again, it's the rule of law and the Supreme Court, which really is, doesn't represent Jews at all, demanded that the army go in there and destroy Migron. Some of the soldiers, I assume, were actual neighbors of Migron, and, well, what they did, they'll have to do through their own homes down the line. But just to get these things out of the way, and very, very quickly, there's a convention going on in Charlotte. The Democrats, again, it isn't publicized, but their platform, which has always said that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, that's been removed. Jerusalem is gone. So that's it. That's the stuff I had to bring you up to date on. Now let's go backwards and try and do this show from last week. Let's see if we get interrupted again. Now, look, there was in August, there was an incident where a terrorist killed 16 Egyptian soldiers. And it turns out that they arrested the terrorists, and seven of them were released by President Morsi recently, went straight to Sinai and took up terrorism and whatever the, well, let's say the scheme was. It was the perfect excuse for Egypt to go back into the Sinai. Now, and I mean sending tanks and artillery and planes, the works, which they're not allowed to do. There was a peace treaty, the Sinai Accord, which was sponsored and co-signed by President Carter, and America should, well, it's not doing what it's supposed to do, and that is to make sure that the treaty is as written. Well, it's Netanyahu is going nuts, and he calls this sending in of all these heavy equipment a blatant violation of the Sinai Accord. And, well, what can you say? It is a blatant, it's incredibly, they reneged on it. The Egyptians reneged on it. Reports are saying dozens of tanks are now in northern Sinai right near Israel. And, well, if the Obama administration wanted to sort out this American arranged, organized, and co-signed treaty, they've got lots and lots of pull in Egypt. They give over $1.3 billion to Cairo, and Cairo is a very poor country, and they could stop this deployment, but that is not what is going on in the United States. Here's what they're doing about this deployment, all right? What they are doing, well, I'm going to mention U.S. Defense Secretary, that's Leon Panetta. He has offered Egypt a package of intelligence-sharing equipment to help it identify the so-called terrorists. They think they're in there to kill the terrorists. And to reassure Israel that Egypt can deal with, quote, rising militancy along Israel's border. Like, that's the reason they're there. By the way, Netanyahu was not reassured. Now, what Panetta is offering the Egyptians are, well, things like truck-mounted sensors. Well, they identify vehicles, leave it at that. Satellite imagery, drones, all of this America is giving to Egypt while it violates the American co-signed Sinai Accord of 1979. Now, this may mean nothing to you, but it sure means plenty. Oh, I hear the music.
All the thoughts will be back in just a moment. Here, American Freedom Network.
Yeah. Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes. Beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next BioSuperfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or BioSuperfood at hotmail.com.
Dr. Stan Monteith will be the keynote speaker for the Good Neighbor Forum on September 15th from 7:45 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, 500 Fairgrounds Drive, Castle Rock, Colorado, 80104. Registration is $18 for the individual and $35 for couples. Other speakers will focus on Obamacare, climate change, military's partnership with the Natural Conservative, and Army Corps of Engineers to take over Pinyon Canyon. For more information, call John at 970-215-3273. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Dr. Stan, and what Barry has talked about is certainly there's been peace between Israel and Egypt going back to 1979 when the president of Egypt at that time, Sadat, signed a peace agreement verified by President Carter and by the Israeli leadership. And, of course, the Sinai was to be demilitarized and there was to be peace between Egypt and Israel. And, of course, then after Sadat was assassinated, Mubarak came to power and maintained his rule there with full support from America, regular extensions of several billion dollars a year that Egypt used to build up its military in preparation for the eventual war with Israel. I believe they've always intended to go to war with Israel. Well, as you know, America engineered the overthrow of Mubarak. Certainly the Muslim Brotherhood has now taken over, the radical element of Islam has taken over control of Egypt, and now they're beginning to remilitarize the Sinai. They're sending tanks and soldiers and other military equipment in to the Sinai, supposedly to put down terrorism, but I think the Israelis realize that this is a prelude to the coming war in that area. And, of course, what's amazing about this is the United States is funding Israel. The United States is funding the Egyptians, as well as all of Israel's enemies. They're all being funded and certainly are being strengthened by the American foreign policy, which is backing the Al-Qaeda terrorists, Muslim terrorists. So we're financing both sides in preparation for, I fear, is going to be a coming war. But let's get Barry's opinion on this. Barry, you pick up the story.
Yeah, well, what Israel's worried about is these tanks could be taken over by the terrorists. You know, that's Israel's public worry. And by the way, it's not such a paranoid thought, but you have to understand the analysis. What I've been getting from so-called experts is that the terrorists are made up of Al-Qaeda and global Islamic Jihad. Now, look, I don't care what you say about Al-Qaeda. Unless I can find their post box or they have a phone number, this is not an organization. It may be Arabs who call themselves Al-Qaeda, but they don't know who their boss is. But what really worries me, it's global Islamic Jihad, which are just so tied to to the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, for Egyptians to send troops to kill Islamic Jihad, well, it's you're killing your own brothers. That's what you're doing. Now, what you've got is a noose tightening around Israel, and that noose is getting very, very, well, it's choking the country. That's what it's doing. And it's every day the noose just gets tighter. Now, we have to look at, look, that's the west, the south and the west of Israel. Israel right now is, well, what they're doing is they're building a wall along the entire length of the Sinai. That's about 150 miles. And, well, they've got their forces, their full forces along that border. And they, well, you're not supposed to do that because there was a peace treaty and, well, that's gone. The peace treaty is gone. And, what Egypt is saying, what was his name? Al-Gamad, I think was his name. What he said is, that Egypt is, he's a close advisor to Morsi. He's on the council, and what he said is the Muslim Brotherhood is going to renegotiate the entire Sinai Agreement so that Egypt has total control over the Sinai, which means that they can just move their forces en masse through the Sinai. That's what they're aiming for, and they've taken major, major steps. Now, that's noose number one that didn't used to exist, but now you've got a war in Syria, and you've got a real mess on the northern border. And by the way, the only place that has still not been overtaken by civil war or revolution amongst Israel's neighbors, well, that is, of course, Jordan. So I'm going to make a prediction now. Not for long. Jordan's up next. But again, I'm speculating. Let's talk the real thing. Now, the Hezbollah had quite an exercise. Let's see, I spoke to you about 10 days ago. Over 10,000 Hezbollah fighters participated in a military exercise on Israel's border. Now, I want to add something. 10,000 may not seem like an exercise, but again, America was supposed to send 5,000 troops to Israel to have a counter exercise. And America, a major, major policy decision, well, they went backwards. They agreed to send 1,500, which is insignificant. And this is, again, major, major change in American policy, and it's coming hot and heavy right now. But let's go back to the 10,000 Hezbollah fighters. Look, what it comes down to is Hassan Nasrallah, he's the Hezbollah chief. Well, what he said is it was to make the appropriate preparations to occupy northern Israel. And he gave a bunch of public pronouncements. Nasrallah threatened to rain rockets on Israel's north. That was given a public address. And he added, hitting these targets with a small number of rockets will turn the lives of hundreds of thousands of Zionists to hell, and we can count on tens of thousands of dead. That is hyperbole by the Arabs, but nonetheless, there was a war in 2006, and you better remember that war, because anyone who could get out of northern Israel did for over a month. It was 150 Israelis died, and Israel lost the war. They sued for peace after 34 days. Now, Hezbollah has learned much from them, but more to the point, next door to them, Syria is on the verge of, I don't know, total collapse or division, but the Assad regime is holding on to power only by killing tens of thousands of their enemies. And by the way, their enemies are Sunni Arabs, not Shiites. Let's just say Assad is part of a group that's closer to Shiites than it is to Sunnis. I'll leave it that way. And Hezbollah has offered to send thousands of troops to put down what's going on in Syria, put an end to it. Now, what you've got on the Syrian-Lebanese border is a free-for-all. You've got all kinds of missiles without supervision. I mean, nobody can stop this. You've got Syria giving all kinds of Scud missiles, big missiles, to Hezbollah. And you're talking warheads. The Syrians were a nation, and they have well, next war, Israel can look forward to biological warfare, and that's really scary stuff. But you've got chemical gas. Just what the Israeli memory needs is more gas. And for all we know, there could be rough nuclear, that is stuff from a reactor thrown away because it got radioactive, and they somehow extract the radioactivity, and they could make a dirty bomb. It's a mess, but all this weaponry, as Syria collapses, is going to Hezbollah. Now, again, we're talking about a noose tightening. Let's put it this way. The Hezbollah of today can do a lot more damage than what they could do in 06.
And I think people don't understand that Syria has the chemical and biological weapons that Iraq had. They were transferred to Syria. Nobody wants to talk about that, but we gave Saddam Hussein the ability to build chemical and biological weapons. We perhaps even gave him the weapons. He transferred them to Syria before the fall of Iraq. Syria has those weapons, and what happens if Syria falls? Whose hands will they fall into? I think they'll fall into the hands of Al-Qaeda, or whoever it is that is actually behind this war. I really believe we are behind the war. I believe we're actively trying to overthrow the Syrian government. I believe the CIA was behind that, as they were behind the overthrow of Egypt, of Tunisia, and of Libya, and of Turkey, and of Lebanon. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's not Al-Qaeda. I mean, look, every fighter who goes into Syria and fights for their freedom calls themselves Al-Qaeda, but they have a better address. They've got Hezbollah. Look, you have to understand that there was an alliance between Hezbollah, Syria, and Iran. Now, if Syria falls, Hezbollah's got trouble because who's going to provide them with military support? Look, the Assad regime was provided a transit point for Iranian aid and arms to Hezbollah. If it falls, Hezbollah's supply line is cut, by the way, which is a darn good motive for Israel's involvement in what's going on in Syria, quite frankly, but we won't dive into that. The real problem is, from the north, what people don't properly understand is Syria is anticipating the worst, and they are transferring Scud missiles. These are big missiles. Up till now, it's just been pea shooters. Scuds are really, really powerful missiles. And Iran apparently, another intelligence report that I trust said quite frankly, Iran captured, if you recall, an American drone, this was over a year ago, showed it off for a while, showed it on TV, and then they took it apart. Now, how that drone fell into Iran and why it was whole, why it didn't explode automatically, well, we don't know. But they got themselves a full drone, and apparently they're using drone technology on their missiles, which means that a missile sent from Iran can hone in on an Israeli target and hit it to within a few meters. As I said, the noose is tightening. But what you have up north, if Syria falls, it's on the surface, possibly good for Israel, but wait till Israel sees what replaces it. And again, Assad is not going to go out quietly. So you've got the potential of Hezbollah doing what it said it could do with this little military exercise and make life a living hell for Israel. They have the weapons now to do it.
I'm sure they do, and I'm sure that this is just a seething cauldron waiting to explode. And the average American doesn't understand. One of the interesting things, though, apparently Russia has withdrawn some of its warships from that area.
Yeah, from Syria.
Have you heard that?
Yeah.
And Russia is not continuing to supply the weapons for Assad, which dooms their nation to a falling and falling into the hands there of this radical element. This radical element is going to take over control of Syria and will be an increasing threat. Yes, we'll be right back.
Ladies, this is Danny Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting. Or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body. Follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
Dr. Stan Monteith will be the keynote speaker for the Good Neighbor Forum on September 15th from 7:45 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, 500 Fairgrounds Drive, Castle Rock, Colorado, 80104. Registration is $18 for the individual and $35 for couples. Other speakers will focus on Obamacare, climate change, military's partnership with the Natural Conservative, and Army Corps of Engineers to take over Pinyon Canyon. For more information, call John at 970-215-3273. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. And, of course, so much is going on over in that area, and it's been said, of course, that there will be no war between Israel and Iran until Syria has been taken out. And with Syria gone, then Israel will be much more readily available to attack Iran. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens. And we'll get Barry's thoughts on that, but before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your blog site, how they can get your PayPal button. Go ahead.
Oh, sure. Have a look at my books. That doesn't cost. There are e-books now that don't cost very much. They're all at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. When you get to Lulu, you'll see a search box. Write in my name, Chamish. That's Chamish, and you'll get to my books. And my website is barrychamish.com. Now let's go back to this noose. Israel has relied on the United States. A big mistake, by the way. A big, big mistake. It'll bite them. But it's already bitten them. What was Oslo? What happened in Migron? That all came from the States. Look, the hints are ridiculous. Now, the U.S. State Department, they issue this travel warning, I think yearly or whatever. In the latest travel warning, Israel is as risky a place to visit as Syria. These are the latest travel warnings by the State Department. As for Israel, I'll quote them. Long-term protracted conditions that make a country dangerous or unstable lead the State Department to recommend that Americans avoid or consider the risk of travel to Israel. They don't mention Egypt, by the way, which just went through a revolution and is a lousy place to visit. How do we put this? In short, the Sinai, which has got Egyptian troops fighting terrorists, for some reason in this travel report is included in Israel. What you've got, first of all, is, it's a devastating, to the tourist industry of Israel, but it's, what they're saying is that Jerusalem, they urge travelers, if they must go to Jerusalem, to exercise caution. Protests have led to violent clashes. I mean, if you want the worst report card ever, well, the State Department just handed it to you. Something is going on in America diplomatically and militarily. They cut back troops. They're warning America to stay out of Israel. Stay out of Jerusalem. There is something that is not realistic to include. To say that Egypt isn't a travel warning and Israel is, that is so wacky, you have to just wonder what they're doing and why. Now,
well, what
Israel
they know
is going
is meant to happen and they don't want to tell the American people. But anyway, go ahead. I mean, I think
that's one
common
interpretation. But again, I'm going to return to my point. There is no advisory on Egypt, so head to Egypt. It's a fun land with no travel advisory. You could have the time of your life there. There's something wrong with the report. All right, straight out. But it was obviously dictated. All right, and the dictator came from higher up in the government than the State Department. I'm not going to go through that part right now. But how is Israel reacting? Look, I hate to quote Dan Harel. It occurred to me when we spoke last night that he was the Israeli deputy chief of staff. he was in charge of the Gush Katif so-called evacuation. And I wrote about it this week. And as I say, Migron is the latest. And I'm not going to dive into that. It was a tragedy, and the Jews didn't resist. They let it happen. They let their homes go up, and, well, they were bulldozed in dust, with their hands in the air. And what's going on anyone living beyond the Green Line in Judea and Samaria is that the Jews are your worst enemy, hands down. But let's go to Dan Harrell. Look, nonetheless, it's a reaction. Just gaze the reaction of panic from Major General Dan Harrell. He wants the Israeli media to stop being free. What he claims is that Israeli newspapers and television, of course, are pointing out in detail the most vulnerable sites to missile attacks in Israel. Now, look, I mean, they're doing, he points out the dangerous spots such as Haifa chemicals, huge ammonia storage tank could cause a great number of casualties if directly hit by a missile. My goodness, the traffic, the main highway drives right beside this. The terrorists know about it, okay? With or without the Israeli media, they know about it. But he just says that the media is causing tremendous damage and should be shut down. This is a panic reaction. Within Israel, now again, I'm going to repeat, quoting Dan Harrell as an expert is not what I'm doing. I'm quoting him as a very frightened Israeli who see the next war coming. And he sees missiles landing on ammonia plants. What he sees is making the man panic. All right, just straightforward. What you've got, again, in Israel, you've got, how do we put this? The Arabs aren't afraid. They're waiting for the next moment when they can finally tighten the noose. And if, you know, people who say that Israel is going to attack Iran don't understand there is a major, major price for doing that. And right now, I don't think the Israelis know what kind of warheads will go in those Scud missiles that Hezbollah is, well, apparently by the thousands. But again, I can't verify that, but nonetheless, the fact that they have Scud missiles with chemical and biological warheads is making Israelis, it should make all Israelis very, very frightened. They're looking at the next Holocaust, and I'm not exaggerating.
Hold that thought, Barry. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Hear the shofar blasts? Come and join the Beth Messiah congregation as they celebrate Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, Yom Teruah, Monday, September the 17th at 5 p.m. at E.V. Rains Park in Northwind in the Blue Spruce and Ponderosa Pavilions. Special speaker will be Dr. Lance Thomas. Praise and worship music with the Mendez family. Bring a delicious food dish to share. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. See you September the 17th. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Messiah's Mansion invites you to take a sacred walk through history, where tours of a full-scale model of the ancient Hebrew tabernacle will be on display to the public. Travel back 3,000 years with Moses and the Israelites, learning more about the history of the 2 million people that built the wilderness temple for their God. Experience firsthand what the tabernacle was like and better understand the significance of the tabernacle to the Hebrews described in the Old Testament. Much like the story in Exodus of the traveling Hebrew sanctuary, this full-scale model travels the U.S. coast to coast nearly a dozen times a year. Don't miss your chance to see it when it takes an exclusive stop in Loveland. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. For more information and scheduled exhibits, call 970-481-4266 or visit www.coloradosanctuary.com. Tours run daily from September 8th through September the 16th. Messiah's Mansion is located just north of Johnson's Corners, exit 254 East Frontage Road off of I-25.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, we're talking about the dire situation that exists in Israel today, especially how this is going to be influenced by the coming fall of Syria. Go right ahead, Barry.
Now, last week, it was when I talked about this, the Arabs have no fears of Israel anymore. They used to. They used to tremble when an Israeli soldier was in their neighborhood. They used to. That's all gone. And the nerve they have now, there is no separation. As far as they're concerned, all of Palestine is theirs. And what they've got a new, call it a scam, but it is totally... Well, it's Tel Aviv is no longer Jewish when they declare that this is the day that all the Arabs from the West Bank will go to Tel Aviv beaches. The last one was I don't know what the Arab feature holiday is, but the Arabs came from Nablus, Balata, Bethlehem, even from refugee camps, they all descended on Tel Aviv's beaches, which is just a hotel district. I mean, it was wall-to-wall Palestinians. And, well, what can you say? It's not, it's like if all of the Tel Aviv beachgoers decided one day to hit the beaches of Gaza. But that can't happen. The problem with Israel is it's a liberal society and anyone can use our beaches. All right? Now, the Palestinians are just simply taking advantage of that. And look, what the city of Tel Aviv says is nothing we can do because our beaches is open to visitors regardless of religion, race, or sex. That's a quote. In other words, if you want to just turn Tel Aviv into Palestine, you get tens of thousands of Palestinians pushing the Jews off their own beaches. Now, it doesn't seem like such, compared to the violence in Syria and so forth, it doesn't seem like a lot, but it is a lot. They're taking back what they call their land from the Jews, and the Jews, as I quoted before with Harel, there are some Jews who are going crazy, and they want to take out the liberalism from the Israeli political mainstream thinking and do something to protect themselves. So far, that can't be done, and what they're doing is very clever. They're taking over the land just by having an announcement. Today we're all going to go and to a beach in Tel Aviv, and that's it. Tel Aviv is no longer a Jewish city. That's what they're up to on the beaches.
Well, it's the level of tension over there is increasing I think the Israelis know that there's going to be very real problems coming. And I think the fact that America has put that, and I never remember the United States State Department saying it wasn't safe to travel to Israel before, but this is something entirely new. What do they know that the average American doesn't know? Go right ahead.
Well, you keep repeating that, but I don't think it's a matter of knowledge. I think it's a matter of policy. You've got to remember the United States continues to support the Morsi government.
You're right.
Knowing, all right, that the Morsi government has pledged openly to stand as one with Hamas in Gaza. And knowingly, very, very openly, the Morsi government sent its foreign minister to Iran for a conference, a non-aligned countries conference. It finished last week, but the Americans, look, again, nobody is following this the way it should be followed. But what you have is America and Leon Panetta supplying very, very serious. They just call it intelligence gathering equipment. I don't think drone flights are just for intelligence. I think they can bomb as well. But the fact remains, so far the Americans are supporting the incursion into the Sinai against the rules of the Sinai Agreement, which they brokered. That's what America is doing. And America reportedly told Morsi, don't go to Iran, but they didn't do the big gun, or we'll cut off aid.
Now we're talking about giving an additional $1 billion to Egypt to relieve their debt. We're going to give them $1 billion to help them relieve their debt. That's what they're talking about right now, financing this anti-Israeli government. This Muslim Brotherhood government that controls Egypt, we're going to give them $1 billion to help relieve their debt. Isn't that nice?
Oh, the plot just gets worse and worse. Egypt is being rewarded for remilitarizing the Sinai Peninsula by America. And I'm going to say it again, the Americans who they brokered and sponsored the agreement that says, the Sinai agreement, that says that's not allowed without Israeli consent. Israel is left holding the bag with each incursion because, again, anything goes wrong there, anything. There's a noose from the north, there's a noose from the south. If that noose tightens, Israel isn't just going to war. Its cities, they're going to be hit. Now, it's not like Israel can't do some damage to the other side, but frankly, the damage done to Israel could be mortal. The Arabs are preparing for a final battle, and I don't know if Israel can win the next one. And that means my family.
We're into very, very difficult times. I think that people have to understand that this is a seething cauldron ready to explode. And what are we doing? Well, we're talking about the baseball season ending. We're talking about the football season beginning. Our emphasis is all on the wrong issues. God bless you, Barry. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks so much.
You got it. Thanks again. Bye.
Bye-bye.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice vice president for the Patriot Trading Group. And as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us 800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Dr. Stan Monteith will be the keynote speaker for the Good Neighbor Forum on September 15th from 7:45 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, 500 Fairgrounds Drive, Castle Rock, Colorado, 80104. Registration is $18 for the individual and $35 for couples. Other speakers will focus on Obamacare, climate change, military's partnership with the Natural Conservative, and Army Corps of Engineers to take over Pinyon Canyon. For more information, call John at 970-215-3273.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan, we're living in very difficult times. I think the important thing to understand is we're financing Israel. We're financing Israel's enemies. Why in the world would we do that? Because the people who control our government certainly have a different agenda. We have a visible government. We have an invisible government whose policies are dedicated to the establishment of a one-world government. Basically, of course, they're using the financial and military power of the United States to dominate the world, to prepare it for the coming of the Antichrist. When you understand that, you understand what's going on today. America has been taken over by the enemies of Christianity. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. Well, that's why it's in the... Everything is done to undermine the influence of God here, to destroy Christianity throughout the world, as we've done in the Muslim nations, where we are actively backing the Muslim Brotherhood and the implementation of Sharia law to drive the Christians out of the nations in the Near East and the Middle East. When are the Christians of this country going to understand? Our ministers are afraid to speak out. If they do speak out, well, they'll be fired. We got a letter just yesterday from one of our supporters as a minister who, because he is telling the truth in his church, has been asked to resign. And I saw this in my own church some years ago, where one man had been assigned to that church to get rid of the minister, and he did it. And I wish I'd spoken out. I didn't understand what was going on, but because the minister was telling the truth, they got rid of him. So ministers were really afraid to speak out. And what we need are ministers will speak out on the issues and correlate what's going on in our society with the prophecies of the Bible. We're living in frightening times. We're living in the most exciting times if you're a Christian. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't heard my talk on the dark secret, the forbidden secret, on population control, the covert agenda, or on Agenda 21, the plan. They're all talks we've given. They are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or if you prefer, you can go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and we have many of our talks up there. They're posted on the Internet at that site, and you can watch them there. And you can begin to understand what is really going on in the world. And so we encourage you to go to our website, to read our newsletters, to listen to our programs, and you can listen there. Our archive programs are 4 hours a day. We ordinarily do over and above this program. We do 4 hours other, and they're all archived for a period of 6 weeks. Begin to understand that nothing is as it appears to be. There are sinister and secret societies there. Why would the Israeli Supreme Court come out against the Israeli citizens living in Judea and Samaria and demand that their homes be destroyed? Well, if you've ever been to Israel and seen the Supreme Court building, what does it have? It has an emblem, the same emblem you see on the back of the dollar bill, the pyramid tapped by the triangle containing the all-seeing eye, the eye of or Horus or of Osiris, the eye of Lucifer. Look at that building. You can see. I've been there. I've seen it. Why do they have this occult emblem on the Supreme Court building in Israel? Why, you'll see it in the House of the Temple in Washington, D.C. You'll see it at all Masonic gatherings, but not just Masonic. All the mystery religions bear that sign. It is a symbol of the eighth mystery religion and their goal to establish the one world government. Until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord bring you.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, Midrash teaching and study time, followed by an Oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.com.